1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And Hines to pass. Rolls to the right under some pressure. He'll keep it. Has some room. 35, 30, 25. Down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstad back sets. The hit for Shipke through the block. Tigers win in 4. Shipke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
3-2-1. Yes! Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first-team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. The South Dakota Attorney General's Office. Garizel Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement. Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first. And Prestralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store. Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Huron Community Campus. Creative Printing, downtown Huron. Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agents. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch. And the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening, everyone. We're back in the Huron Arena tonight. It's Huron Tiger Wrestling. The Tigers and the Watertown Arrows battle in the ESD duel tonight for Huron, the final event of the pre-holiday schedule. And they got quite a bit of a layoff here coming up. We'll talk about that coming up. Dave Corcoran joins us again with the analysis here for wrestling tonight. And these two teams went for third place in the dual tournament just under 2 weeks ago. I think it was 39-30, Watertown winning, so fairly even match and could come down to a couple of weights.
Well, always, you know, Watertown's always tough year in and year out, and they always got good kids, so we stay close with them like that. That's a good thing, and now you know where you're at. You wrestled them just a short time ago, and you got to get a couple of those matches to swing the other way.
Huron Tigers dealing with a pair of injuries. Carlos Yanes, who had an impressive start at 145, he is out again for tonight, but he is very close to coming back. In fact, if they were wrestling next week, he most likely would be back in the lineup. Heavyweight Devin Bolster, fairly severe spine injury last week in Rapid City, but he is back in Huron. He'll be out indefinitely, but at least hopefully the young man has a full recovery there. Sounds like it was a scary incident at the Rapid City Invite last week.
Well, anytime you have way, you know, he was carted off the way he was and whatever else and stuff like that, that's severe. You don't want to take any chance with that stuff, so get him healed up, and if he can come back, that's great. If not, that's just kind of the way it's going to end up being.
We'll have more on that with Coach Dan McCarty. In fact, we'll visit with the coach coming up next. Here on Tiger Wrestling continues after this Big D's timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Here on Area Agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Your home for the Huron Tigers all season long is 1340 KIJV.
We talk with Huron Tiger wrestling coach Dan McCarty, brought to you by Autobody Clinic in Huron. Last wrestling action of the pre-Christmas schedule as they host Watertown tonight, ESD duel. Tigers coming off a good weekend last weekend in Rapid City. A lot of wrestling with a pair of duels Thursday and then the big Rapid City invite Friday and Saturday. And just in general terms, you liked a lot of things you saw last weekend.
Yeah, I did. We went out on Thursday night and we had Sturgis from Rapid City Central. Looked really good against Sturgis, not quite so good against Rapid City Central. For some reason, we always have one bad match on that Thursday night. Then we came back on Friday and Saturday, and I thought Friday we had a heck of a day. We won a lot of matches, got some upsets in there. We continued it on Saturday. We got two guys into the finals. We had guys, our kids, basically they wrestled above their seeds, and so I was very happy with that.
And you mentioned two guys in the finals, Chip Schillingstad 132, Trent Frankham at 152. Kind of different routes there, where Chip, you knew he had the ability, but it's still a surprise, maybe a bit in the caliber of tournament that is. Trent, you're expecting things like that from him.
It was. Trent went as the number one seed. I always tell the kids, if you're the number one seed, get to the finals and live up to it. If you're unseeded or if you're a lower seed, prove people wrong. And Chip did that. He was a sixth seed. He ended up pinning the third seed in the semifinals. He had three pins going into the semifinals. In the semifinals, he had a good kid from Wyoming, and Chip wrestled his match. He got his style. He got a couple of Chipper's neck wrenches out there, and won. I think it was 6-2. For the most part, he controlled the match. The kid was really afraid to shoot on Chipper. And in the finals, Chip gave returning state champ from Pierre a very good match. We had it tied 5-5 with about 45 seconds left, and kind of got away from Chip, but Chip did some very good things for us.
And then, as I said, with Trent Frankham, you're expecting that out of him this year, and, well, he said okay.
Yeah, it was. He's a state runner-up last year. He knows what it's like to wrestle in the big time. It's we expect every match he goes out, we expect him to win. We want him to get bonus points also with it, but he had a very good tournament for us. He tweaked his knee a little bit. He got a sack burst, I think, and it swelled up pretty good before his finals match, and I don't know if that was on his mind or not, but in his finals, he didn't look like Trent. It was kind of timid, I thought, but we'll see what happens. Maybe he can bounce back for it tonight.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things out of that. And I guess first off, you've had two injuries, one before Rapid, I believe, and then one during Rapid. Carl Shane, so impressive in that opening weekend of the season. He's been out with a shoulder. Sounds like he's about back. And then Devin Bolster had a very scary injury in the Rapid City invite in the quarters.
Yeah, it was. Carlos looked very good for us up in Watertown, second-year wrestler. Started off the season 5-0. He came back to practice on Monday and he's complained of a sore shoulder and had it checked out, and he was in a sling and everything else, and the doctor said no wrestling for you for a while, and so he's been taking it easy. We moved Matt Kotz up from our JV 138 to wrestle varsity at 145. Matt does a lot of really good things. He's just lacking a JV, the varsity experience, and right now lacking a little bit of size, but he's going to go out there. We know we're going to get 100% from Matt. At 285, Devin Bolster, illegal slam in the quarterfinals at Rapid City. It was very unfortunate it happened. He hurt his back. He's taken to the hospital. It's, you know, he's walking around right now with a walker, but he's going to be out of wrestling for a while. We'll put Jake Rieger in. Jake's a senior. He weighs about 210. I will put him into wrestle varsity. You know, it was unfortunate it happened to Devin. It's not part of wrestling. It just, you know, it's some kid didn't follow the rules, and that's the result of it. That's why we have rules, and it's not a street fight. It's a wrestling match. We should follow the rules, and that won't happen.
Well, let's talk about this matchup tonight now. Watertown, you did wrestle them for third place in the dual tournament. They got you, I believe, by a 9, and just a solid program, two solid programs, and should be a very tight duel.
It should. Watertown is always very good. They always have numbers. They had a fantastic young coach, I think, Chaz Welch. He wrestled for Rapid City Stevens, the state champ there. He's an All-American up at Northern State. I think he coached for a year or two down at Wagner. Then they got him as assistant at Watertown, replaced Bob Hirsch. He's, you know, they're always going to do some good things in Watertown. The duel we had up there at the Watertown tournament, 39-30, we had three matches that I thought we could win those matches. We ended up getting pinned. I think we had a lead in most of them. We had another match that we were behind by 7 and ended up getting pinned, or getting the pin, and that was with Carlos. So things can turn around in the match. They've also changed their lineup a little bit, as we have. They have a new 138-pounder in Kyle Tulowski, who's a very good wrestler. They have a new 195-pounder in Legend Thorson. He's a little undersized, but a very good wrestler. We changed our lineup with Tyson Lean and Lucas Hofer. They switched weights. We'll see if that'll help us. And at those, last time we lost two close matches. You know, it'll be nice to get a split out of that. And then, you know, Matt with Matt Koch going up to wrestle 145. It was a good match last time. We ended up getting the pin at 145. The next place we switched weights was Nick Christensen and Travis Kleinsasser. Last time Travis got pinned, Nick got a pin. And it'd be nice if we could get two wins out of that deal, so to make up some of those 9 points.
Dan McCarty, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
Boys track for this Huron Tiger Moment. The 1952 boys track team was loaded as they won the state title. They were led by three future Huron Tiger Hall of Famers, Larry Zwanziger, Dean Oliva, and Jerry Bales. Also, the coach, Dwayne Clodfelter, also a member of the Huron High School Hall of Fame. 1952 boys track state champions.
Memories fly by us every day. A new baby, a wedding day, your senior year of high school, or a big family gathering. At Lake House Productions, we creatively capture those moments and provide you with jaw-dropping photography that will be artwork on your wall for a lifetime. Check out our amazing work at lakehouseproductions.com, like us on Facebook, or sit down in our funky new studio on the second floor of the old Mason building across from the post office in Huron. We are Lake House Productions, and we specialize in making your photography creatively different.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers!
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Well, we're back here just in time for the national anthem, so let's take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute. We'll be back here with the faceoffs. 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, John here at Prost, Truddles and Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here at the arena. They get the faceoffs, and we'll be ready to wrestle here from the arena tonight here on Watertown ESD Wrestling Duel. At 106 pounds, Ty Altoff, freshman, Lucas Hofer, 8th grader for Huron. 113 pounds, Jackson Waugh, freshman for Watertown. Tyson Lean, 8th grader for Huron. At 120, Robert Coyle III, junior for Watertown. Danon Huber, sophomore for Huron. 126, Aiden Max, senior for Watertown. Joe Gonzalez, freshman for Huron. 132, Brady Bollinger, a senior, wrestles for Watertown. Chip Schillingstant, sophomore for Huron. 138 pounds, Kyle Tulowetsky, a senior, wrestles for Watertown. Nathan Soule, senior for Huron. 145, Dominic Pickhouse, a junior, wrestles for Watertown. Matt Cott, sophomore for Huron. 152, Nathan Tuttle, junior for Watertown. Trent Frankham, senior for Huron. 160 pounds, Jaden Hartford, a freshman, wrestles for Watertown. Nick Christensen, senior for Huron. 170, Austin Hansen, senior for Watertown. Travis Kleinsaucer, junior for Huron. 182 pounds, Mason Wicker, senior for Watertown. Rick Struble, senior for Huron. 195, Legend Thorson, junior for Watertown. Wyatt Larson, junior for Huron. At 220, Lincoln Stahl, freshman, wrestles for Watertown. Senior Marshall Simons for Huron. Heavyweight, Dane Stahl, junior for Watertown. Jake Rieger, senior for Huron. Do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. It's mainly going to be postponements and cancellations, as pretty much everything getting wiped out for tomorrow and Saturday due to the impending snowstorm. Here on basketball, girls at the Rapid City Schools, Rapid City Schools at here for boys. Everything has been postponed. They are working on makeup dates. Not all the details have been ironed out yet, so can't pass along any of that information, but they should get all four games in. Gymnastics tomorrow here on at Watertown, or at Mitchell Invite. That has been postponed as well. Debate in Brookings tomorrow and Saturday. That has been called off. And I know James Valley Christian not having school tomorrow. Huron not having school tomorrow. James Valley Christian, a doubleheader with Sunshine Bible tomorrow night in basketball. That has been postponed. And James Valley Christian boys basketball, Kimball White Lake on Saturday, postponed as well. So probably not going to be a lot in the sports world going on this weekend.
Well, it's better to be safe than sorry on a deal like that. You know, with the cold and the blowing snow and all that stuff, hey, just hunker down and call her good.
Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. And calling the match tonight will be Chad Shoneman. He'll be assisted by Matt Halter. So, again, good to see that. The two officials out there, always good to have an extra pair of eyes out there.
Well, the good thing about that is you got your assistant officials can see a lot of things that the other guy can't, and it's a training process for Matt and also.
Yes, for Matt Halter, of course, just recently a Huron Tiger wrestler, and they need young guys to get into the officiating field, and this is great experience for him working under a veteran official like Shoneman.
Well, that's what you need to do. I mean, and the thing is, you're in a dual setting like this, and you're getting a lot of match time. It's just a great thing for him.
Well, getting set for our 106-pound matchup now. A couple of changes in the lineup for Huron from earlier. Lucas Ofer at 106 now, Tyson Lean at 113, and most likely they're going to stay in those spots here for the rest of the year. Same thing with Nick Christensen down to 160. Travis Kleinsasser moving up to 170. They're probably going to stay in those two spots. We are underway with Ty Althoff in purple and Lucas Hofer in orange, and a little shot there taken by Althoff, and Lucas kind of backs out of it. Now again a single leg shot, now a nice little switch by Hofer, but we wind up sliding out of bounds.
I didn't realize how lanky of a 106 pounder he is. He's tall.
Well, back to head now, and Althoff trying to get some head control there, and Lucas kind of reaching in. It looks like Althoff gets in on that single leg almost. Had arm control there. Now Lucas took a shot as well.
There, the Lucas got that nice single leg. If he can get some leverage on that, he can get something done with that.
Right at the edge of the circle as well. Althoff doing some hopping there. And there's a nice trip, but a nice switch by Althoff as he rolled through it. Now he's trying to get control up top there on Ofer, and he does get the takedown. Boy, nice move by Althoff.
Boy, I thought here we had him in trouble, and it's all of a sudden one move, and he's back around. He's on top, and he's got the two.
Yeah, Ofer tried just to get in there with a little trip, and boy, Althoff just used it to his advantage, and he's got the 2-0 lead here with just about a minute gone here at 106 pounds. Ofer tries to sit out of it as he's now in the referee's position, and riding out is Althoff. Althoff trying to work that arm.
Now, if you're Lucas, he's got a good base there. You just don't want to sit very long. They don't give a chance to control your arms, but that's when you can get in trouble.
Althoff has the leg hooked in there now because, as you mentioned earlier, Lucas is a lanky wrestler there, and he's trying to spread out those points, make it a little tougher on the shorter Althoff, but Althoff continues to hold that, keep that hold in.
Well, I tell you what he's got. It looks like he's got a kind of a bar arm coming across from the one side there. Hofer's got faced up. Now he's got half of the move right there.
If Lucas can, still doesn't have the escape. He got the head out of there, but then Althoff got a hold of the leg. We have 10 seconds to go in the first period. No escape here for Lucas. Just about got it, but Althoff showed some quickness there. Went from the head to the leg, and I think he's going to hang on here, and it will be a 2-0 lead for Ty Althoff after the first period here at 106 pounds.
Like I say, he never got a chance. Althoff come back around and got that leg hooked. That's what saved him getting losing that 1 point for loss of control.
2-0 lead. Althoff will ride here to start the second period, and Hofer tried to explode out, but Althoff gets control of him now, and now just kind of driving on that arm.
Althoff does a great job. I mean, he keeps his pressure down on him, and as soon as he gets him broke down, he crawls right on top and makes him carry all his weight. That's exactly what you need to get done.
Althoff continues to ride it out here. We're 20 seconds into the second period, and a first period takedown the score here. Althoff leads again. Hofer tried to roll out of it. Hofer getting up, trying to get up on the feet there, but Althoff drives him back down, and boy, Althoff has been good on top.
Well, I tell you, he does a great job. He controls that ankle, and he stays, you know, under. He wrestles under the arms, not over. It looks like he's trying to three-quarter Nelson here, and if you're Hofer, you got to flatten out. You don't want to roll over.
He's just about at, Hofer was able to break it down. Looked like now he is getting the little tilt here and some back points coming for Althoff. And now Hofer goes in. Oh, win by fall. I didn't think they were that close.
Well, yeah, once you get that three quarters, you get him tilted. It doesn't take much to get those shoulder blades over.
Win by fall. Ty Althoff, 2 minutes, 54 seconds. 6-0 lead Watertown. We'll take a Big D's timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Oh, he moved to 113 pounds. Jackson Waugh, freshman out there for Watertown. Tyson Lean, eighth grader for Huron, and a quick takedown by Jackson Waugh. He leads 2-0. He's been kind of throwing Tyson around here, at least in the early part.
Boy, I tell you what, he's got air. I mean, he's strong, looks like to me. And, you know, Tyson, a lot of times, can power through some of that stuff, and he just took it right away from him.
Boy, great arm control here by Waugh, and then they finally go potentially dangerous as he had Lean's arm just a little bit too far back. So we'll come back with Lean in the down position here, and a 2-0 lead here for Jackson Waugh. Again, a pin to start things off by Watertown. They lead 6-0. And Lean tried to walk out of that, but boy, right now Waugh is really controlling things. Now he's got a headlock in there and trying to, oh, nice roll through by Lean. Lean actually going to be very close and does get the escape. Boy, it looked like Tyson was in trouble, but he rolled through it, gets the escape. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Like I said, good thing he kept moving. If you'd have stopped in between there, that's when you'd got in trouble, but he's going to have his work cut out here.
Oh, there's a deep headlock by Waugh. He's getting to the back points here. He's got Lean in trouble. 47 seconds to go. Lean rolls out of it and then tries to get a throw, but it is going to be a three-point near fall, and that's a 7-2 lead as Lean does get the escape here, but Waugh had the near fall. Now,
oh, nice get in there.
Well, Lean tried to get in there with both legs, but Waugh able, here's where Waugh has the height advantage, and that's making a difference.
So he does got a nice underhook underneath there for Watertown, and like I say, he's had some success with that first time around, threw Lean right on down with that.
13 seconds to go here, first period, and Waugh with a 7-2 lead, and there is a near tilt by Waugh, and he's got a far side cradle hooked up there pretty tight, but I don't think he's going to get anywhere with it as we get to the end of the first period. That had potential, and the buzzer maybe saved Lean a little bit. 7-2 lead here, Jackson Waugh, as we head into the second period. Watertown on top, and Waugh says, I want the referee's position. He'll go down, and on top to ride is Tyson Lean.
He's got some work cut out here. He needs to make up some points here quick.
Right away, Waugh gets to his feet. Nice throw by Lean, but Waugh rolls through it. Now, well, briefly, Tyson had him on his back, but Waugh just rolled through it.
Barham chicken wing got it coming over.
And just trying to crank a little more, and some back points for Tyson Lean. He's got Waugh, and he, I think it's going to be 2 points, perhaps.
Yeah, at least that much. They had a couple swipes, but he's, you know, now we got to wait back and reload and come back again if he can.
And now Lean just kind of circling him through. Waugh, as he's on the back again. Some back points here for Tyson Lean.
We've got at least three locked in here now.
Now, can he get a pin combination out of it? I'm kind of blocked out here.
Well, Waugh's got, I mean, his shoulder's about at a 45, so we're not anywhere close to the pin yet, but Lean keeps readjusting here. You know, he keeps working it back and forth, got to come back, brought him back over on his belly, and got to watch that arm a little bit. They're going to reload him again.
And that breaks out of the hold finally, so there's the three for Lean, and a 7-5. And now we have the... have an injury break here. Must be a little blood there, is he just plain injured?
I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
Now, Waugh just sitting.
Yeah, must be. Looks like he's reaching back and touching his back on the right-hand side.
Yeah, so an injury here, not a bleed, not a blood break here. 57 seconds to go in the second period. 7-5 lead here for Jackson Waugh over Tyson Lean. Again, Watertown leads 6-0. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Ty Altoff won by fall, 2 minutes 54 seconds over Lucas Hofer to open the duel. And Waugh really gingerly holding that right arm, as that's what Tyson Lean was cranking on. Now, Steve Freiberger, the trainer for the Huron Tigers, out to take a look at the Watertown wrestler as well. And they're kind of working that right arm of Jackson Waugh.
Well, I mean, Lean was cranking on it. There's no doubt about it. Repeatedly bringing back over, cranking back over again, and you get that kind of tight. Must have got really tight and kept working it, and that's the thing that unfortunately kind of happens.
And he's still kind of circling that arm, trying to get. Yeah, but kind of looking at the wrist and forearm there now. That's what Freiberger's looking at anyway.
I mean, you can tell it's got some discomfort with it. I mean, he kept, you know, trying to work it working the paint out of it or whatever else he's got there. But you can tell he's got something going on there.
So we have the delay here for the injury here for Jackson Waugh. And will he continue or not? Tyson Lean back to the middle. Looks like we will resume wrestling. And, of course, Tyson knows exactly where that's at.
Well, and he's going to go right back to it. I mean, you know, you just go right back and put that same hold in there and you're going to do it again.
Well, we resume wrestling, and Tyson Lean riding out top now. 7-5 lead here for Waugh. 48 seconds to go, second period.
And he's working on that right side, you know, trying to get that arm across there and get it tied up again.
Well, Lean trying to get a little tilt going there, and Waugh not quite as aggressive from underneath, but there's a reason for that. And Lean again trying to hook in underneath the right arm.
I mean, he's not, you know, Waugh just sitting on that. He's hanging awful tough on that, not giving him much of anything there.
Oh, there, Waugh gets up, and did he get the escape? Not yet. Now pick up and a roll through by Lean, and well, after all that, we're just back to where we
started. Oh,
nice
crossface.
Crossface, and Lean trying to get a cradle hooked up out of it, it looks like.
And he keeps walking. He's getting it closer.
Yeah, but we're running out of time. There's the buzzer. Well, Lean at it there. Both wrestlers came close to scoring there right at the end. A near escape by Waugh, but we end up with nothing, and it's 7-5 Jackson Waugh over Tyson Lean as we get set to go in the third period.
Well, this kind of surprised me. Tyson had choice, and he takes up here. Most time you always go down, but he's had some very good success up on top.
Yeah, so he's going to keep riding it out here to start the third period. Leading 7-5, we resume wrestling. Again, Tyson really has been the aggressor here now since the beginning of the second period. He's
got the arm back behind. Here we go. Oh, got out through there. I thought he was going to get a thread the needle back there or something like that, but he really worked that hard.
Well, Lean continues to trying to get a hold of the leg. Now Waugh trying to get up to get up on his feet, and he's just going to be rolled by Lean. Lean
getting in trouble here with his legs. He's got to get up high.
And
Lean, scoot.
Lean up way too high. And right now Waugh just trying to back out, and he could get an escape out the back door there, and now they'll go stalemate.
We really needed that.
Yeah, that definitely was advantage to Tyson Lean more than Jackson Waugh.
Yeah, we were getting in trouble there, and we were going nowhere. There was no way we was going to get out of that deal with good results, I should say.
Minute 16 to go here at 113 pounds and a 7-5 lead for Jackson Waugh of Watertown. Again, Lean trying to get in on underneath the arm.
There's a stalling coming from Watertown. I figured that was coming pretty quick.
So a stall warning or caution for Waugh. We're inside of a minute to go here in the match. Still a 7-5 lead here for Jackson Waugh.
Lean's trying. I mean, he's going there. He's trying everything here, and Waugh just laying back.
Oh, Waugh got in on that single leg now, and he's close to getting a reversal here. And
Lean's in trouble.
Yep, there's the reversal and a two-pointer for Waugh, and he goes up 9-5 with 36 seconds to go here now in the match.
If you're Tyson, you've got to get out of there as quick as you can, but Waugh's getting him, kind of got his leg hooked there, you know, he's trying to get a two-on-one underneath, and now he goes back to that three-quarter Nelson. And if you're Tyson, you got to brace yourself out of that as best you can.
18, 17 seconds, running out of time. Lean gets up to his feet, but he still hasn't even got the escape out of it yet. Waugh just keeping in on that front headlock. 9-8 seconds. There is the escape. It's 9-6, but Lean has to go for broke here. 4 seconds left as they go out of bounds, and now it's going to be awful tough for Lean. He's got to come out quick on the whistle, and oh, a nice double leg there by Waugh. He's going to hang on for the win. Jackson Waugh defeats Tyson Lean 9-6 at 113 pounds. 9-0 lead Watertown. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're coming up on 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. We move to 120 pounds. Robert Coyle the third for Watertown. Dane and Huber for Huron. Coyle with a throw. And
Dane's got the wizard in on him. And neither one's going to gain much out of this.
Well, Coyle's staying with it. And are we getting close to a stalemate here? Well, maybe
they're going to go out of bounds before they get to that point, but...
Robert Coyle III is ranked 6th. Huber is ranked 8th, so a good matchup here at 120. Both back on their feet here as we're not quite a minute here into the duel. There's a shot taken by Huber. Now we're back on our feet, just doing some of the shadow wrestling. Now we come back in, both trying to gain the hand control. A little spin there, now back towards the middle.
Well, each one of these guys has had a couple good shots, but they've also had great counters there, so they're not gaining much on that part of it.
41 seconds to go, no score here at 120 pounds. Well, they break loose. Now Coyle tries to come back in. There's a single leg. Now Coyle tries to shoot in underneath, trying to get the throw on Huber, and, well, just going to back out, readjust. 25 seconds to go, first period.
Well, you can tell these guys are pretty evenly matched. They both take a shot. They both counter back and forth. So pretty even that way.
They get the feeling they've seen each other before,
or more than once.
Probably more than a couple of times.
I'm sure they did some AAU stuff down through the years too.
Getting to the end of the first period here with no score, shot right at the end there by Huber, but nothing gained, and no score here at the end of the first period. Robert Coyle the third. Yeah, Robert Griffin the third, RG3. This could be RC3.
There you go.
I would hope that somebody figured that out from Watertown, and I'm not the first one to introduce it.
Well, you never know. Probably the first one that said it on the air, though.
We start the second period, and Coyle will take the referee's position down. So riding position here for Huber. Right away, Coyle gets up to his feet, and he'll get the escape. Just a couple seconds in, 1-0 here. The lead now for the Watertown wrestler. They lead the duel 9-0. Again, doing just both wrestlers on the feet and just kind of doing the shadow wrestling here, trying to get hand control or get that front headlock in, and neither one's getting there.
Like I said, each of them goes kind of... Griffin looks like he does... gets that underhook and works off of that.
Coyle, I said Griffin.
Yeah, there he got me going.
Well, back on her feet here. Boy, Coyle's taking a few shots. Huber's taking a few shots, and an escape's all we've gotten out of this so far. Minute 18 to go, second period, 9-0. Watertown leads the duel 1-0 here at 120 pounds.
Well, I tell you what, you know, these guys, I mean, they both underhook, and then they try to come off of that, defeat whatever they're trying to accomplish off of there, and they're so both similar in that way, so it's going to be tough to get a move off of that.
In other words, we've got two guys doing the same thing.
Pretty much. I mean, they like to come
off of that. Single leg by Huber. Got in there fairly deep, but flattening out is Coyle, and he'll get himself out of it. Looked promising early there.
You know, like I say, you know, Huber gets in there, but Coyle's so quick that he throws his shoulder down there, gets his leg kicked back out, and you just can't pull it in.
There's another shot taken. There's a warning on the stall for Coyle. Now Coyle gets in deep on a single leg on Huber. Huber doing a little hopping there as Coyle trying to get a trip. Now he has to let go of it.
Coyle was trying to get him to get Huber's leg inside, and Huber did the right thing. Kept trying to kick it to the outside, and then eventually he just got it out of there.
Nearing the end of the second period, and a 1-0 lead here for Robert Coyle, the third of Watertown. There's the buzzer. So we head to the third, and boy, you have that one escape point. Other than that, nobody's gotten really all that close here.
No, and I think you go, okay, Huber's going down. You're probably going to see a repeat of the same thing again. I don't know whether Coyle's going to be able to hold him or not. But Coyle came out of the bottom a lot faster than Huber did. Huber sat there, which is what you don't want to do. You want to keep moving.
You want to shoot off that whistle. Instead, Coyle trying to get control there, hooking underneath the arms. Oh, he's got a tilt going there.
There's at least some swipes there. There's at least two.
So it could be two here for Coyle. I think that's what they have down here now. And he's getting more. He's going to get three out of this. Going to be a 4-0 lead here for Coyle, and he's still not finished with the move yet. Still trying to gain that arm control and see if he can get a little more tilt out of it. Minute 20 to go, and there's the two, or is that three?
I think he's only going to give him two.
Oh, only gave him two. Okay, I thought he got three out of it. 3-0 lead for Coyle. Now Huber, a little work to do here with a minute 10 to go in the match at 120.
And yeah, I mean, Coyle just throws his legs in there, and he was working off of that. And looks like Huber's going to get one out the back door here, maybe two.
Yeah, ducked the head out. He's going to at least get the escape. But, boy, he's still pinched in there trying to back out there.
And Coyle will give him the he'll give him the one or two here. He's just going to hang on as long
boy,
as he can.
He's got those legs scissored in though. Boy, finally there it is, and a reversal, and it's 3-2. It took Huber a long time to back out of that. 3-2 lead now, 4-2 as Huber lets him go. Wanted to be back on his feet. 32 seconds to go and a 4-2 lead for Coyle from Watertown.
And if you're Huber, I mean, you got to go for the broke here, man. You're down by two. You got to have it.
Got the single leg, but he's also off the circle, and they'll go out of bounds. Well, he took the shot.
And if the thing you got to remember is, you know, Coyle's been warned for that stalling already, so if he backs up right away and Huber keeps coming at him, you could get one out of this. That's the best you can hope for.
There's a single leg again by Huber, now trying to drive through it, but Coyle gets back up. A throw by Coyle. Did he get the takedown off that? He did. Oh, great move there by Coyle. He goes up 6-2, and he's going to pick up the win, it looks like, here as we get to the buzzer.
Did he get any back points out of that? I don't think he did.
They did give him back points, so a 9-2 win for Robert Coyle, and Watertown increases their lead here in the duel. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 on Dakota Sports.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back just in time for the pin here in 29 seconds. Aiden Mack, he got the takedown. He got Joe Gonzalez in trouble fairly early. And Mack ranked number 4 at 126. Short work there of Joe Gonzalez, the freshman from Huron. And Watertown jumps out to an 18-0 lead here on the quick pin there. Four in a row to start off this duel. Wins for Watertown. Here's a good matchup, 132. Brady Bollinger, senior, ranked number 3 for Watertown. Chip Schillingstad, sophomore, ranked number 2 for Huron.
And there ought to be some points scored in this one.
Well, a little shadow wrestling here right now as they're right in that center circle. Now they try to get arm control. And there's the shot taken by Watertown, and Chip just kind of shoves it off. And they'll continue to square off there.
Well, the thing about Chip is so dangerous. I mean, he'll either do the convention there, he's going to try to throw you there or whatever, and either way, he's good at whatever comes out.
Yeah, Chip tried to get the throw, kind of missed on it, and Bollinger tried to get the single leg, but ended up losing or going out of bounds, so we'll come back to the middle, still scoreless here, 0-0. And Schillingstad and Bollinger. In a little shadow wrestling here, not a lot of touching going on there now, just a couple of head slaps, and other than that, Schillingstad just kind of stands up straight and says, let's do something here.
And, he's kind of deceiving the way he just, he'll fake it here, fake there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here he comes flying in and grabs you.
I'd imagine both these guys are relying on explosion, and, well, there's a single leg and there's a nice switch by Schillingstad, and he'll get the takedown. He almost got more.
I mean, he waits for you to come in and just catches you, and that's what he does.
So 2-0 lead here for Schillingstad. As now he's starting to slide up a little high there as Bollinger trying to get control of the one arm there. Bollinger trying to sit out now some. 27 seconds to go, first period. 2-0 here for Schillingstad.
It's awful tough. Bollinger just sits there on his, and the Chip finally says, well, I can't do anything here. I'll take you back up. Let's go up here where I'm better suited for what I do.
Yeah, Schillingstad just lets him up, so it's 2-1 here with 10 seconds to go here in the first period. And again, a little shadow wrestling. There's the quick move by Schillingstad, and then a throw, but we'll go to the end of the first period as they slide off the mat. 2-1 lead here for Chip Schillingstad over Brady Bollinger at 132. Again, Watertown leads 18-0 here in the duel. Watertown defeated Huron just not quite 2 weeks ago in the duel tournament. It was 39-30, I believe, the win for Watertown.
Yeah, Chip comes around, like he's doing like a front. Kind of a front headlock deal from the...
He's trying to ride out, and Bollinger just about ready to get the escape point. There it is, and we're tied at two. Both wrestlers back on their feet, shot by Schillingstad. Now Bollinger counters with his own, and nobody gets anywhere, and we're back on our feet. Doing the little bull.
Oh, we're going to do a lot of this.
A lot of headbutting going there, really. Just slamming each other, the forehead into each other. Now Schillingstad kind of... Just kind of nonchalantly backs up, adjusts the headgear.
Well, it's just, you know, he kind of, you know, tries to lull you to sleep, I guess would be the best way to describe it. But, you know, he's just so explosive, he sits back and waits for the moment, and he throws his quick throw there. And
now we got a single leg by Bollinger here, and we're going close to out of bounds now. Bollinger's going to bring him back in, and Schillingstad does get off there. But, well, both tried to make a move there. A throw by Schillingstad, a counter by Bollinger. Nobody got there, and it's 2-2 here with a minute to go in the second period, and back to the shadow wrestling there right in the middle.
You know, I mean, basically just Chipper just kind of stands up, you know, and walks in, stands up, walks in, and just kind of waits for you to, Bollinger to kind of throw something out here so I can counter it.
Well, again, just doing a lot of shadow wrestling here with 39, 38 seconds to go now. Getting in on the arm is Bollinger and trying to spin Chip around. Now Chip able to work his way out of that. Now he does a little bull rush there on Bollinger, and we end up back on our feet there. Near now, Chip's going to bring it back to the middle of the mat, and we'll resume here with 19 seconds to go and counting in the second period.
And pretty much... Repeat about the first period here. I mean, just walk in, touch each other, kind of shoot, make a shot, back out, shoot, go back in again.
You know, it's kind of like watching a Major League Baseball game. There actually hasn't been a lot of action, but you just get your little flurry here and there, and other than that, it's a lot of shadow dancing.
Yeah, I guess, well, Chipper's going down, Wartown turned him loose, put him back up on his feet.
So, to start the third period, they give Schillingstad a 3-2 lead, as obviously both wrestlers prefer to be on the feet.
And well, you can tell, I mean, that's they both kind of look like they, you know, wait for a mistake, and that's what Chipper does. I mean, he waits so well for that to, you know, counter whatever you throw at him and come off of there. So you got basically two guys with a lot of similarities that way, and it makes it for a tough match.
Little duck under there, single leg by Bollinger, and Schillingstad kind of tries to flatten out. And a nice throw by Schillingstad. He's got the takedown. He's got the back points. Schillingstad getting it in there tight. He's got Bollinger starts to roll through, and he's off his back, but I think we're going to get three out of that. 7-2, five point move for Chip Schillingstad. He leads 7-2 with a minute 10 to go in the match.
And that's just Chipper. That's just what he does. He's so explosive like that. He waits for his opportunity, and then just bang, he hits you with that.
Then he lets Bollinger up for the escape point, 7-3. With 57 seconds to go here, and Schillingstad trying to get Huron on the board here in the duel. Again, we're back to the shadow wrestling here, Bollinger and Schillingstad. Chip coming off a runner-up finish at the Rapid City Invite last Saturday.
Well, it's amazing. Chipper can turn his back to you about halfway, and still nobody takes a shot at him.
34, 33. Bollinger, he's got to start thinking about making a move if he wants a chance to get a W here. There's a nice duck under there, and they do give the caution stall to Schillingstad.
And I figured out, you know, that's kind of what Chip is sitting back waiting. He's not being aggressive on that part of it, and you got 27 seconds, so you basically got a little time to work with that.
So again, doing a little shadow wrestling there, and there's the double leg attempt by Schillingstad. Nice counter with the front headlock by Bollinger, but Schillingstad pops out of it, single leg, but out of bounds. Bollinger had the single leg intact, but they were off the mat. 14 seconds to go as Schillingstad looking to hang on here at 132 pounds. Again, this is number two against number three in the state, so a couple of awfully good wrestlers, four, three, and we're just on our feet right now, and Chip Schillingstad will pick up the win. 7-3, Chip Schillingstad gets Huron on the board. The duel is Watertown 18, Huron 3. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 on Dakota Sports.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
We move to 138 pounds, a pair of seniors. Kyle Tulowetsky on the mat for Watertown. Nathan Soule for Huron. And Tulowetsky had a quick takedown there. He leads 2-0, 25 seconds in, and he's still got Soule in some potential trouble here. Now nice counter by Soule as he's trying to get control.
Way to take Tulowetsky along and get out of that deal. Pretty much put him right back on the mat.
Rolled back through it. Minute 14 to go, first period. 2-0 lead here for Tulowetsky. As he continues to work the upper body there of Nathan Soule. Neither wrestler is ranked.
Well, the pace slowed down here. You got a cradle coming if he kicks it back over.
And he's got it in there, and he's getting some back points now is Tulowetsky, and Soule gets on his stomach. I think he got at least two out of that, or did he get three? He got all three. 5-0 lead here for Kyle Tulowetsky. 40 seconds to go in the first period. 138 pounds.
I think he's still, well, he got out of that. Now he's got his leg in there going to leg ride and going to do all that cheap tilt.
Yeah, trying to get that. Yep, he's getting more tilt points out of it now, and boy, he's going to crank up and...
Now he stepped across, going...
Well, it looked like he had Soule in real major trouble there for a second. Soule trying to get up on his feet, and Tulowetsky is just overpowering him up top. Another three out of that, and it's seven or two out of that, 7-0.
Yeah, I mean, he just goes from one thing to another here as far as the back, and he just, you know, he keeps you in trouble. He got Soule's leg split here, which takes part of his move away, can't even get based up.
7-0 lead, Kyle Tulowetsky after the end of the first period. And Tulowetsky has choice, and he's going to take the referee's position, so Soule will have to try and ride it out here, and he does try a little throw here, and boy, Tulowetsky's just going to roll right through it and get a reversal 5 seconds in. He just used Soule's move against him.
It looks like he's hooking that cradle back up again.
9-0 lead here, Tulowetsky here early in the second period.
And here he comes.
Got the cradle in. He's got it in there tight, and he's got Soule in a lot of trouble. Soule trying to rock out of trouble, but he's in big trouble.
And like I say, he's got the...
Win
whoa.
By fall. 2 minutes, 27 seconds. Kyle Tulowetsky win by fall for the Watertown Arrows, and they increase the lead here in the duel 24-3. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at the arena, 145 now. Dominic Pickus on the mat for Watertown, Matt Kotz for Huron. It's where Carlos Yanes was wrestling before last week when he suffered a shoulder injury. Nice single leg by Kotz, still trying to drive on it now. And we're end up going to go off the mat. Well, Pekka showed a nice little counter there as he
went. Oh, yeah, he, you know, got his hips around quick and took that away. Otherwise, you know, we had a single leg. We had it there.
So no score here yet at 145 as Kotz and Pecos go to battle.
Like I say, if you're caught, you got one good shot in there, so you know you can get in there. You just got to set it up and go and get one more shot at it and finish it.
And they just drive each other off the mat here. 58 seconds to go in the first period. Watertown in control here early, up 24-3, and they taking a page out of the Huron book. Three pins by Watertown here out of their first five wins.
And that's what you want to do. You want to get as many points as you can. That it makes it tougher for the other ones coming back at you.
40 seconds to go as they push each other off the mat. Still no score here at 145 pounds. Pecos for Watertown and Kotz for Huron. And just kind of going ear to ear there, trying to get arm control as Kotz tries to drive back in on Pecos. There's Pecos trying to get in. Does get in on the single leg, and he'll take up. Does he get the takedown? He does, right as they go off the mat. 2-0 lead here for Pecos. Just got in on that single leg, got in deep.
Well, you know, and like I say, you know, Kotz did everything he could as far as bail out, but he just, you know, Pecos, you know, kept his 2 feet in. That's all you got to have.
And, Kotz tried to get a reversal there, and he almost put himself in harm's way as he was briefly on his back, but he does get back to the stomach. But Pecos right now has Kotz in kind of a precarious position there, just got to hang on with 4 seconds left here in the first period. And there's the buzzer. 2-0 lead here for Dominique Pecos of Watertown over Matt Kotz of Huron. Start the second period, and Pecos gets the choice. He'll take the down position, referee's position. Kotz in the ride. Kotz trying to get control of an arm and a leg there. And
he's trying to cradle now.
Trying to get that far side cradle going, and Pecos trying to spread the base now. Come back on the other side. Kotz still trying to crank on it. He's in on the head there.
Yeah, but he's got it hooked up, but Pecos doesn't. I mean, he is so spread so wide, this will take a lot of leverage to get him to pop him, come back over, and I don't see that happening here.
Well, Kotz, now he's going to come back from the back there, and Pecos starting to get control of Kotz's arm there a bit.
Got it pulled around, got him over, got him turning.
Pecos trying to drive in on Kotz, and he just about has a reversal. He's got the reversal, and he's got Kotz on his back, trying to not very tight. Now he's got the cradle in a little tighter there. He's got the reversal, and he's got the back points as Kotz trying to bridge out of it. Pecos now just tightens it a little more, and he's got Kotz in a bad spot. Kotz almost rolled out, and Pecos going to come back. No, Kotz going to get on his stomach.
But boy, I tell you what, he was cranking on that hard.
And now we go whistle, and
I think what we go here, got to give at least three to the back. And you
and McCarty wants to talk to the official about something here.
If that arm slipped out, kind of having a headlock deal, that could be an illegal hold. I wonder if that's not what they're talking about.
Well, they got 4-0 lead for Pecos right now. And McCarty over there talking to the official. Doesn't look like a real strained conversation. Now the two officials come together and confer as well. 49 seconds to go here, second period. 4-0 lead for the moment here for Dominique Pecos. But I thought he should have more points than that.
Well, he started down.
Well, now the two officials are still having a discussion where an arm was.
So this is where the good thing of that assistant referee, this is where this pays off. Okay, three in the back, one for the illegal.
Okay, so they did call a legal hold, but they did give the back points to Pecos. So Pecos, after all of that, leads 7-1 with 49 seconds to go, second period.
And if you're Watertown coach, you ain't going to argue very long.
Yeah, you got the three out of it.
And you got what you got. You got your three. You got your lead here, and your guy's in control. So you just move on.
So 7-1 lead here, and with the 42 seconds to go in the second period, Pecos leading Matt Kotz. Pecos again, boy, he's really starting to take control here now as he's working under the arm there. It puts the elbow into Kotz's ear there as he's trying to get a tilt out of this, and Kotz trying to keep the base spread out, but Pecos, there he goes. He had the tilt briefly, but he didn't get enough. And now if Kotz can pop his head out, he's going to get a reversal out of this.
He should get at least one minimum out of this.
Pecos still has control of the head there. Now, I'm not sure who's actually got the advantage here. Well, they get to the end of the period, and nothing there for Kotz.
No, I mean, he had his chances, but he needed to get that head popped out, and he couldn't get that accomplished.
So 7-1 lead here for Dominic Pecos as we head to the third period. And we're going to have an injury timeout, perhaps. Yep, looks like a blood thing going here for Dominic Pecos. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown's had three wins by fall. Huron's lone win came at 132. Chip Schillingstad, a 7-3 win over Brady Bollinger. Don't forget, we're pretty much done with the weekend schedule here after tonight, as about everybody is starting to call things off for tomorrow and Saturday. That includes Huron basketball, the boys hosting the Rapid City schools, the girls heading out to Rapid City for the weekend. They've been postponed. They are working on rescheduling. Huron gymnastics is headed, or will not be headed, to Mitchell for the for an invitational there tomorrow. We're back to wrestling here now after a brief blood break there.
There's a shot. Nice single. Woo.
Nice deep single by Kotz. Now, Pecos not doing a bad job of countering here, but he's still kind of a little bit back on his heels, but oh, he's going to get control out of it.
He's in better shape than Kotz is, and Kotz had the shot.
Boy, now he's got Kotz in some bad, in a bad position again.
He's got him cranked over, kind of an ugly-looking takedown, but I'll tell you what, it's getting. He's got the two, and he's got at least three back points sitting here.
Minute 20 to go here in the third period, and Kotz isn't getting a whole lot of movement there. As they're basically back-to-back.
Well, he's got Kotz's arms underneath of his and rolled up under by his stomach. So, I mean, he's basically got...
It's almost like a hand, you'd almost call it a handcuff, really.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, and he's not going anywhere, and Pecos is going to ride this out as long as he can, because he can sit here and you can't call it because it's a pinning combination. He rolls back over.
He's going to spin over, and he's going to try and get a headlock out of it. And, boy, Kotz on his back. And Pecos now Pecos really has it in tight.
And he's walking it, and he's getting, keeps readjusting, keeps reloading here.
40 seconds to go in the match, but Kotz in a whole lot of trouble there at the edge of the circle, and we're going to go whistle and...
Three again.
Three again, so that makes it 12-2, and...
Illegal hold one more time.
Oh, wow. Makes it 12-3. 36 seconds to go here. Pecos with the lead at 145 pounds. And Kotz tries to come quick off the whistle. Pecos, though, just able to drive through him. And, again, Pecos trying to get control. He's in on the headlock now, and Kotz trying to spread the base out. But Pecos trying to get a throw in here. And, boy, he's got it in there tight on Kotz again. I don't know if Pecos can really score here, but Kotz isn't going anywhere either.
There's Kotz. Oh,
there's a little slip out. He did slip the head out and a reversal for Kotz, but he's going to run out of time here without getting much of anything else. And Pecos will pick up the win by a score of 12-5. Another three on the board for Watertown. They now lead here on 27-3 as we head to 152. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We move to 152, and Trent Frankham, ranked number 2 in the state, has a Nathan Tuttle of Watertown. Tuttle a junior, Frankham a senior. Frankham coming off a runner-up finish at the Rapid City Invite on last Saturday. Actually kind of battled through a hip injury there in that championship match. Tuttle trying to get in on on Frankham early. Boy, Frankham was about ready to pull the head out there and get a takedown. They whistled him out of bounds.
I don't know if I don't think Frankham was completely out far enough to get that.
Well, back on the feet, there's the double leg by Frankham trying to drive through it. Has it up now down to a single leg. They're right at the edge of the circle, and Tuttle trying to get off the circle, and Trent trying to bring him back in, does circle him back in. Still has that leg up in the air. Frankham still, well, tries to get a little trip there and gets the takedown. 2-0 lead for Frankham. Tuttle tried to hold it as long as he could, but he was on one leg in a rather precarious position.
Well, he kept trying to work his way out of bounds, which is what you want to do, and Trent kept bringing him back in, which has finally paid off, got his two.
So Frankham now on the ride here. He's trying to get control of that leg, and it looks like he's trying to get cradle hooked up, perhaps.
Looks like he's got a two-on-one underneath and trying to do a kind of a stack thing here, but Tuttle's not balling up for him, so he's kind of stopping that move.
I think you see Tuttle's just trying to prevent the six.
Well, I think that's kind of what your coaching move right there, without a doubt, yeah. And he's not doing much of anything there. There's a stalemate, but I see a stall before too long. If Tuttle keeps that laying down there like that and then pulls his arms inside, that makes the referee's job real easy.
8 seconds to go here in the first period. 2-0 lead for Frankham. Tuttle tries to get to the feet. Frankham just kind of controls him from behind. We'll get to the end of the first period. And a 2-0 lead here for Trent Frankham of Huron. In Watertown, up 27-3 in the duel. Lone win for Huron. Chip Schillingstad, a decision at 132. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Pierre and Aberdeen are wrestling up in Aberdeen. I thought I was going to see some updates on my Twitter feed, but I have seen none so far. That's number one against number two in Class A.
Trent is doing what Trent does. I mean, just doing control here and working that two-on-one underneath, and Tuttle's doing a pretty good job of countering all that stuff that he's throwing out at him.
And right now, Frankham just working up top, and boy, he just isn't getting anywhere.
Well, like and Tuttle's not giving him anything either. There's the other side of it. He's not moving much. He's pretty much staying down there.
Spread out.
You know, like I say, not moving at all. There's the second stalemate, and those ain't going to last very long that way.
So readjustment of the headgear there for Tuttle, and then he's going to get back on all fours there. And minute 24 to go, second period, 2-0 lead here for Frankham. Again, Tuttle tries to stand up off the whistle. Frankham will just drive him back down. Now Trent trying to work that far side there, it looks like.
If you're Trent, you're going to work with this for a little while, then you're going to have to go to something else. You might have to go to the takedown release thing again or try to do something, because you're not gaining a thing this way.
Well, kind of has the arm pinned back there yet of Tuttle, but Trent just isn't getting anywhere with it.
No, he's got trying like a deep six tilt here or whatever, and Tuttle just, you know, basically laying there and keeps his legs spread apart and makes his base awful tough for you to turn him over on.
40 seconds to go here in the second period, and Watertown leading 27-3. In the duel, and Frankham up 2-0 here in the match, and we'll go stalemate again. Does this start testing an official's patience?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Pretty quick he's going to start nailing somebody here and get him to move.
And now we have a whistle, a caution here. Do we get a false start, or what do we have here?
A false official start on that one.
Oh, okay. Says that one's on me. Okay. So, again, right off the whistle, Tuttle does try to stand up, and he does get to his feet, just thrown back down by Frankham. But Trent just not be able to get anything else going here. Now he's trying to work cross body again. Now he did have Tuttle on his back, but Tuttle just rolled right through it and back on his stomach. 13 seconds to go, second period.
And like I say, Trent keeps working that, you know, underneath, you know, the bar arm with a combination of...
There's a stall on Frankham. Caution.
Yeah. He's going back to the same move as what my what it is, and you know he's not exposing himself on that side of it, and Tuttle darn sure isn't exposing himself on the other side either.
That's the end of the second period, and just kind of a frustrating one here for Trent Frankham. And Trent, he wants to be on his feet to start the third period, and leading 2-0. There's Tuttle with a shot. Trent hooks in underneath the arms as they both go down to the knees there, right in the middle of the mat. Trent looks like he has a hold of that leg, or at least has control of the right leg, and Trent trying to scoot behind to at least get the takedown. There it is, and he gets the two-point takedown, make it 4-0.
And now you got to kick it in gear here. We need some more points out of this one way or the other. There's a tries cheap tilt again, and Tuttle does a great job of countering that.
Minute 24 to go here in the match. 4-0 lead here for Trent Frankham, trying to notch the second win for Huron, and again trying to sit out as Tuttle, and Frankham just kind of tossed him back to the mat. Now we get to the edge of the mat, and we'll go out of bounds as Trent was trying to get something hooked up there again, but boy, Trent just getting frustrated there.
Well, like I say, he's not having any luck with anything, and he might have to, you know, maybe come out to the side a little bit and try something different. But like I say, Tuttle's not exposing at all here. He's basically going out there with the sole intention that I'm not giving up six to you.
1 minute to go here in the match, and Tuttle up on his feet, and he's close to an escape, but then Trent gets him back down on the mat. Now Trent goes back to work. Frankham does, trying to get a tilt here or something, but Tuttle just isn't giving him anything.
Well, and I think, you know, Trent's going to have to start adjusting here to different things.
There's a stall on, second stall call on Frankham, and that'll be a point for Tuttle, and it's 4-1 with 41 seconds to go.
And if you're McCarty, you got to be about going nuts over there, but you can see what's going on, and we're not adjusting to it.
I think we just got a caution for a false start there on Frankham. 41 seconds to go here at 152 pounds. Trent Frankham leading 4-1, but has not been able to get any type of flurry at all here, it seems like. He's, again, riding it out. Nearing 30 seconds to go in the match.
He's just sitting back behind there, and he's got to do a little bit more on that, you know, come out to the front and work from there. And you know you got a guy that's not going to help you, so you got to make your adjustments accordingly.
Yeah, Tuttle just kind of almost looks like he's going with everything Trent does. And 10 seconds to go here now. Frankham trying to get something on the back, and I don't think he's going to get anything else.
Got a 2-on-1 coming around, but I don't know if he's got enough left in there to crank it over.
And plus the buzzer goes. He would have had it if he had it about another couple seconds. Frankham does win 4-1, but Tuttle really battled him. And the score, 27-6, Watertown will take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 160, and Nick Christensen is out there with Jaden Hartford. Hartford a freshman, Christensen a senior. No scores. We're 30 seconds in. See, Nick's back to wearing that shoulder harness that we saw all of last year.
Yep.
Was not wearing that the first matches that we
not in Harrisburg and Watertown didn't have
yes.
it on.
No score here at minute 22 to go in the first period. Both trying to get the hand control there in the middle.
They both try to throw a little bit, and they both kind of got in there and horsed a little bit, so there's a little bit of muscle going on here. Oh, nice sit. Ooh.
Nice throw, nice duck under. There's the takedown by Christensen, and Hartford does all he can to get on his stomach, which he does, but Christensen not done. Now he's cranking on him, and he's got him on his back, Christensen. Trying to stay in there tight. Hartford trying to bridge out of it. Christensen cranking on harder and harder. Now he readjusts, comes in with the right arm, gets the headlock in a little tighter. And Hartford keeps that. He's keeping that left blade off the mat. Now a readjustment there by Christensen. And 35 seconds to go, first period. There it is, quick by fall.
Sweet.
Minute 29, Nick Christensen gets the first pin of the night for the Huron Tigers. Win by fall at a minute 29. And the lead 27-12 for the Watertown Arrows. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we move to 170 pounds and Travis Kleinsaucer wrestling Austin Hansen. TK a junior and Hansen a senior. No score here as we're minute 18 to go in the first period. Christensen and Kleinsaucer have flip-flopped in the lineup with Christensen down to 160 now and Kleinsaucer to 170. There's a single leg by Kleinsaucer.
Finish it. Come on around.
Trying to drive through, and he'll get the takedown, and it's a 2-0 lead here for Travis Kleinsaucer.
Nice thing. He's got the leg split there if he can come off of that.
Well, trying to get in on the headlock there, and he's going to go off the mat, but Kleinsaucer with a nice move and the early 2-0 lead. Fifty-one seconds to go here in the first period, and Kleinsaucer resumes wrestling here, now riding on Hansen. Now he lets Hansen go. That's an escape for the Watertown wrestler. 2-1 lead, TK. 40 seconds to go, first period. There's a single leg and another takedown. Almost looked like Hansen lost his balance there.
Well, he got turned a little bit, and then TK, there's my advantage, and he took it. You know, you got to let the, when you get those chances, you got to take him.
4-1 lead here now for Travis Kleinsaucer, and they'll go off the mat as he is trying to work that leg again, but Kleinsaucer looks at the bench saying, should I do this next? 4-1 lead here for Travis Kleinsaucer here on trying to get back in the duel, down 27-12. Little sit out there by Hansen, and he's going to get the escape out of it again as both wrestlers get back on their feet, and it's 4-2 Kleinsaucer, 10 seconds to go in the first period. Little forehead-to-forehead action there for the two wrestlers. I don't think we're going to go much further, and there's the buzzer ending the first period. Now, you do the little flip-flops here, like we've seen two of them tonight, and McCarty says we're probably going to stay this way. I suppose from this standpoint, Nick Christensen's kind of looking, where do I want to be?
Well, I think, you know, you really get a good feel, that Rapid City invite, where everybody's at and where they're going to kind of go. And I think he figured he'd be better at 160, which I think he will be. And that kind of fits him a little better. Travis is more of a horse. He can take it up here.
Well, right now you got Hansen with the leg up in the air. Now Hansen trying to drive on Kleinsaucer and will end up going out of bounds. And there is an escape point there for Hansen out of that. And it's 4-3. I think.
I don't see anything.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I thought I saw the official put the.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So 4-3 lead here for Kleinsaucer. Minute 23 to go in the second period. Both wrestlers back on their feet, doing the ear to ear. Nice little slip around by Kleinsaucer. Does not quite have the control. Hansen has a hold of his right leg, and that's what's saving him right now. Kleinsaucer, though, continues to try and get a far side cradle there, and boy, you see Hansen just ball up, but we do have the 2-point takedown for Kleinsaucer. 6-3 lead with 56 seconds to go, second period. Kleinsaucer tried to get a little tilt, looks like he's going to let him up, and he does. Makes it now 6-4. Kleinsaucer, little single leg shot there by Hansen, but he goes off the mat. We'll come back to the middle, both wrestlers on their feet with 45 seconds to go here in the second period. little shadow wrestling going there as they try to get the arms put together. 35, 34 seconds to go.
Well, TK's had a lot of success on his feet here. I mean, that's where, you know, this is where you want him to be. And sooner or later, he's going to, off one of those moves, he's going to catch him and hopefully get a couple back points out of it.
21 seconds to go here in the second period. There's a little headbutt, it looked like, by Hansen. They go off the mat. Boy, he came in there hard.
Yeah, Travis goes, what the heck is this? You got butted here.
17 seconds to go here in the second period. 6-4 lead. Travis Kleinsasser over Austin Hansen of Watertown. Get in going ear to ear again. Now kind of tied up. A little throw by Hansen will go out of bounds. Well, these guys do keep moving.
Well, like I said, they both, you can see they both want to do a little throwing or whatever. Oh, nice single.
Boy, nice double leg there and a takedown by Kleinsasser. And that was just pure explosion off the whistle. There wasn't much time left, as you can hear the buzzer go off. Boy, I think Travis just took Hansen by surprise.
And that's the thing, is you got those two quick points at the end of the period, which is a bonus.
Yep, 8-4 lead Kleinsasser heading into the third period, and he'll have the referee's position. So on the right here is Austin Hansen. And Kleinsasser off the whistle, tries to get to his feet, and he does, and he'll quickly get away as Hansen let him go. At an escape point, 9-4 for Kleinsasser with a minute 50 to go in the match here, 170 pounds.
You know, Hansen keeps coming back at him. He's not quitting on that part of it. You know, still keeps trying to shoot in there, but TK does a great job of been countering everything he's been throwing at him so far.
Minute 42 to go here at 170 pounds, and Kleinsasser's opened up a 9-4 lead. Both wrestlers on their feet. Well, both trying to do a semi-single leg there, but neither really got close. Doing a little hand-in-hand thing now. Little duck under by Kleinsasser, once again, doing the head-to-head thing.
I mean, TK keeps setting him up. He just can't quite get that back to that single leg again.
Just about got it there, but now a front headlock in. Kleinsasser able to dive out of it. Now he
drops. Right back in.
And a takedown. 2-point takedown, 9-4. That was a perfect form football tackle.
Oh, boy, he just pile-drived right in there.
Now he's going to let Hansen up. Then he tried to dive right in on it, but Hansen was out of bounds. So 11-5, he gives him the escape point. But Kleinsasser has wrestled a nice match here.
Well, he's doing everything. I mean, he's having really good success coming off of his feet with that. Going to that single leg. He's hoping to try to, if you do it long enough, sooner or later you're going to catch him on something. And that's what we're hoping for here.
A little head-to-head action here. 43 seconds to go in the match here at 170. Kleinsasser leading 11-5. Now slowed it down here a bit as Kleinsasser trying to get some arm control there as they're just ear to ear. Now starting to go off. Now Kleinsasser tried to shoot in, and there's a drive and push out of bounds by Hansen with 25 seconds to go here in the match. And Travis looking confident out there right now.
Well, like I say, he knows what he's wanting to do here, and he's had great success at it, and he just keeps going back at it.
17 seconds to go here in the match. Kleinsasser trying to get another three on the board for Huron as the Tigers trying to get back into this duel, down 27-12. 8-7 seconds to go. There's a shot taken by Hansen, a little wraparound by Kleinsasser, but they don't give him the takedown. And they wanted him to shoot because they wanted
extra points.
They needed 2 points and didn't get it. 11-5, Kleinsasser wins. And it's 27-15, Watertown. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 182 pounds. Good matchup here with Mason Wickhurst, senior in rank number 2. Nice reversal by Rick Struble, and he has Wickhurst on his back briefly. We're tied at 2 now as both wrestlers made a nice move. Wickhurst is ranked 2. Struble is ranked 4. Now a 4-3 lead as Struble got a couple back points out of that, too. I didn't see the arm swipe.
Well, they were quick.
Now he lets Wickhurst up, so a 4-3 lead here for Struble with 54 seconds to go in the first period. So good matchup here. Going back to Kleinsaucer's match, he did everything well, but then just kind of let up there a bit in the last 10 seconds. And we needed just another takedown or something. We would have got an extra bonus point out of it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on like that. You know, I mean, McCarty just preaches and over again, you know, we need every point we can get. And that was a case there where we needed those.
4-3 lead here, Struble, with 24 seconds to go in the first period. Both wrestlers on their feet now doing the head-to-head thing. Struble reaching in on an arm and just kind of a pushback there by Wickhurst. Now they'll let go. Resume wrestling.
They each go back in and tie up and try to set something off of that. And neither one's getting much done.
Shot by Struble there right as the buzzer went off. And at the end of the first period, Struble leads Wickhurst 4-3 here at 182. Second period and referee's position for Wickhurst, so Struble in the right-out position.
And well, he right comes up quick. Wow.
Wickhurst right up to his feet, and then a drive by Struble, and they both go out of bounds. But yeah, that was very quick off the whistle by Wickhurst.
And that's a big guy doing that.
But nothing came out of it. We're back to the middle here. Of course, we only wrestled 3 seconds there now. Now a little too quick there for Wickhurst. He took off. I don't think the whistle had even ever did blow.
No, he never. He was doing some anticipation and got just about 2 seconds ahead of everything.
Yep, he tried to get out there, and Struble stayed with him. Now Struble trying to get a cradle hooked up there or something. They're right at the edge of the circle.
And like I say, if he gets in trouble here, you know exactly where he's going to go.
And they go there. They're out of bounds. With a minute 40 to go here in the second period, 4-3 lead for Struble. And see, continues to ride out here. And again, Wickhurst in that down position. You know he's going to explode off that whistle. Again, he gets right up to the feet. Struble can't get on it. Kept on the leg there. And then nice counter there by Wickhurst. After that flurry, there is an escape for Wickhurst. We're tied at 4. Back to our feet.
And he's going back and tie up again, you know. And like I say, they're both these guys are really good on their feet. You can just tell that. Take a shot. There's a nice of a throw by Wickhurst.
But Struble just stayed right with it.
Fair hug.
And there's a takedown, it looks like, for Wickhurst. And he's got Struble in trouble. Got him on his back. Went by fall. Wow.
When he got that tight,
Boy, came with 2 minutes, 57 seconds. Not what the Huron Tigers wanted to see. Win by fall, making Mason Wickhurst 33-15. Watertown extends the lead. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we moved to 195, and Watertown in good position here now to take the duel with just 3 matches left. Best Huron can do is, tie it if I got my arithmetic right, but we'd have to have 3 falls here. Legend Thorson Jr. for Watertown, Jr. Wyatt Larson for Huron, 2-0 lead here for Thorson. Now that's a cool name, Legend Thorson.
There you go.
Spelled a little differently, L-E-D-G-E-N-D. First period here and a 2-0 lead for Thorson, and he's trying to ride here on Larson.
Why try to step over, guys? Hips over.
Nice move by Larson as he got up on top. Has not
got some back points coming here.
He got the reversal out of it. We're tied at two here. I haven't seen an arm swipe of you.
Nobody's got him closer, but I don't think he's going to. Larson isn't even, you know, he can stay on his half a referee's position there on his base. I don't think you're going to get anything out of that mess. Now maybe you will.
Now Larson's got him in a nice headlock. Thorson trying keeps the hips moving. And Larson gets the headlock in there a little tighter.
He needs to walk it.
Yes.
Get that arm to come forward with it and walk it.
Now if he can just tilt it back, he's got Thorson in some trouble here. Larson gets it in a little tighter.
Keep Thorson, walking it.
Thorson keeps moving the hips. 20 seconds to go here in the first period. Larson cranking on it. He's got that headlock in as tight as you can. He's got the arm thrown. And Thorson keeps moving the hips, just trying to keep from getting pinned. And Larson just keeps going harder and harder. 5-4. Boy, Thorson, he might survive this. Not sure how he did that. Wow.
I mean, the referee looked over there, and he had his fingers like, you know, like 4 or 5 inches up. How he did that, boy.
Well, ends up being a three-point near fall for Larson, but, boy, that could have been finished right there. Boy, I just did not know how Thorson was going to be able to do that.
Well, he kept rocking his hips back and forth, and he kept hugged up to close enough to Wild. Well, I couldn't get enough leverage, evidently, to get that back shoulder blade down.
5-2 lead here. There's a shot by Thorson. Larson leading it for the Huron Tigers. Minute 42 to go here in the second period. Both wrestlers back on their feet after a Larson boy had Thorson in trouble, just could not finish it.
Not good to Larson. Do a push pull. Here's a bear hug. Now he's got to finish that.
Be watching those little kids over there right by the mat in front of the Huron section.
It's entertainment all by itself, isn't
yeah.
it?
I don't know. They're awful close to the action, though, too.
I tell you what, somebody goes out there in trouble.
There's a switch and a two-point takedown for Thorson. He pulls within 5-4. Now you have Larson trying to pull his way out of it. Thorson and... Oh, I thought Thorson was going to let him down. Boy, Larson almost rolled into that.
I don't know what he's trying to. I know he's trying to roll in, trying to hook him up, kind of that backside cradle. And
now Thorson just lets him up, and Larson regains the lead here at 5-4, 50 seconds to go, second period. A little shot by both, but we get back to our feet and just start doing the bull rush head-to-head.
I do some hand control up front, but if you're Wyatt, you gotta be happy where you're at right here. You're right in with this. And you're getting back points, you're getting takedowns here, you got to be happy with that.
6-4 lead for Wyatt Larson, getting in a single leg. Did he get the takedown? Kept the toes in. They do give him the takedown.
That's about as far out as you can get your toes.
Yeah, he used every centimeter of his height
wow.
to stay in on that. A two-point takedown for Larson. He leads 8-4, 22 seconds to go here in the second period. Larson
tilt him back over. Come on, roll him through. Here. You gotta shift your hips up. There we go.
Yeah, now there's some back points for Wyatt Larson again. He's got his leg hooked in there on Thorson as well. 5-4 seconds to go here, and just like the end of the first period, some back points for Wyatt Larson. And he'll get another three on the board. 11-4, Wyatt Larson leads here at 195 pounds as we head to the third period. Referee's position now for Legend Thorson of Watertown, so Larson will be in the ride position. Boy, right away.
Got a cheap tilt there, didn't he? Got one swipe, enough out of that.
Not enough to get points out of it, but it almost looked like
Thorson was
out of
gas
ready.
A little bit here.
Yep, now Larson really cranking on that arm, and he's getting back points out of it again. Larson really starting to take control here. I think you're right. Thorson doesn't have much left. Win by fall. Wyatt Larson, 4 minutes, 20 seconds. And the Huron Tigers get another 6 on the board. It's 33-21. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The Outstanding Player of the Game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we move to 220. A quick takedown at the edge of the circle for Marshall Simons of Huron, and he has the 2-0 lead. Simons, a senior, wrestling Lincoln Stahl, a freshman for Watertown. Huron needs a pin here to stay in the duel. And now there's the escape there as Simons lets Stahl go, and now we're back on our feet here, a 2-1 lead here for Marshall Simons.
And for Marshall, when you got to keep moving him with him here and get him set up, because we got to get him on his back.
Minute 9 to go here in the first period. We're coming up on 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM/FM here.
Nice throw. There we go.
Throw by Simons. He's got him on his back. He's got the takedown. And
got to reload here a little bit and get it tighter.
Well, you see Stahl just trying to keep the hips crossed over, and Marshall is in there tight. Win by fall. A minute 10, Marshall Simons gets the win by fall, pulls Huron within 33-27 with heavyweight to go. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we got back just in time to see the duel come to an end. Win by fall in 20 seconds for Dane Stahl of Watertown, ranked number 3. Jake Rieger into the varsity lineup due to injury there. And, well, that wraps it up. And Watertown gets the win here this evening, 39-27. Boy, it was just an early flurry there by Stahl. And he has about 40 pounds on Rieger and got the pin.
Well, I'll tell you what, when he got him down and got him cranked over like that, it wasn't much doubt what was going to take place there.
So Watertown wins the duel, 39-27, their second duel win this season over the Huron Tigers, as the Tigers get set to go into the holiday break. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match on Dakota Sports.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers!
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales Event, one of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast Start Incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrollo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Watertown wins the duel 39-27. And, Corky, as you look at things, the first meeting just about 2 weeks ago was 39-30 Watertown. So I would assume things went fairly similar today.
Well, I think what happened is, you know, like normally we're the ones that come out in the gangbusters on the lighter weights, and we dominate and get the pins. And this way it kind of reversed the other way around, and they got some pins down there low, which we normally don't give up. So it's kind of one of them things, you know, we're always preaching pins on our side of the deal, and Watertown just come back and bit us with that.
You know, we did end up with three pins out of this, but just such a slow start as Watertown won five of the first six weights, and Huron was in catch-up mode, just needed a pin there in the heavyweight to get the tie, but Jake Rieger getting into the lineup there with the injury for Devin Bolster. You know, he went up against the number three heavyweight in the state, Dane Stahl, and Stahl just saw the opening and took advantage.
Well, like I say, you know, when you're rated number three, there's a reason why you're there, and we got to see a glimpse of that tonight, why he's there, and did an outstanding job. His opportunity was there. Like I say, he made 6 points out of it.
Well, the wins for Huron, Chip Schillingstad at 132, a decision. That was number two against number three, so Chip just kind of does what he does. He almost lulls you to sleep, and then all of a sudden comes on the attack.
Well, like I say, he waits so well, and he gets his opportunities there, and he cashes in on a big time when he gets them, and he can either throw you or he can do the other way, and that's just what Chipper does.
You know, Trent Frank, I think he was a little frustrated as his opponent just didn't let him do anything yet. He controlled the whole match, but only won by a score of 4-1. You know, a win's a win, but I know Trent wanted more. McCarty wanted more for him.
Well, I think that, you know, that's probably a good learning process there, because I think Trent's going to see some more of that down the road as we go along. You know, when you're as good a wrestler as Trent is, those guys are going to go out there and they're not going to give you anything. So you have to be able to adjust accordingly to what they're throwing out at you or not throwing out at you and make things happen. But we've got to get points out of the board, and he knows that. So he'll adjust that for coming off after the first of the year.
Now, Travis Kleinsasser wrestled a great match at 170, 111.5, but just made that little mistake right at the end, or a potential mistake where he wasn't real aggressive. When with both wrestlers on their feet, he needed, if he gets a takedown, we get an extra bonus point. He just didn't have that urgency at the end. But for other than that, for 5 minutes, 50 seconds, he wrestled a great match.
Well, the thing is about TK is, I mean, he is never going to stop running. The motor's going to be going all the time. And like I say, he'll fix that little mistake there, the glitch in the thing. Left a couple points on the deal. But, you know, like I say, he got a win. That's the main thing we wanted out of him. We just need a few more points out of him, and he'll get that next go-around. There's no doubt about that.
Nick Christensen, a 160. Wyatt Larson, a 195. Marshall Simons, a 220, did exactly what they were supposed to do. They got wins by fall. Christensen and Simons came out with flurries early and finished it, and Wyatt Larson, what looked to be a pretty even match. He was just in better shape there at the end and got the win by fall.
Well, you could see that, and Wyatt kept pounding on him. That's the thing you got to do. Once you got a guy leaning like that and you got him in trouble, you can't take your foot off the throttle. You got to keep going at it. And that's all those hours in the conditioning room. That's where it pays off, is right there.
Coach McCarty's up here. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back and visit with the coach here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems.
Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do-It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do-It Center store.
The decision to have surgery is not always an easy one, but the decision where to have it is. Every day, we provide the latest technology and surgical services, modern operating and recovery suites, with an expert, highly trained medical staff. When surgery is called for, call on us. Quality surgery is never far away. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back here at the Huron Arena, we're joined by Huron Tiger wrestling coach Dan McCarty. Tigers fall here tonight, 39-27. Coach, almost a little role reversal here. Watertown got the head start there, got a couple of pins early. I think they won, five of the first six, including three pins, and ran what the Tigers want to do.
Yeah, they did. It was... going in the first four matches, I was hoping we could sneak one of those out of there. I was hoping maybe Tyson Lane could get that win, but he gave up the 5-point move and came back to haunt him. Dana and Huber wrestled a very good match, I thought. That kid has beaten him soundly three or four times. He gave him a very good match. He was close to it. Got away from him at the end, but he gave him a very good match. Joe Gonzalez, right now he's overpowered. And we got Lucas Hofer starting off for us at 106. He made a mistake, and it cost him, and hopefully he learns from his mistake. But then, Chipper got us back on the right foot again, and which I was hoping he would do. And, he went out there, and he wrestled his style of wrestling and got a few points for us.
And as we moved along there, Nick Christensen at 160, Wyatt Larson 195, Marshall Simons at 220, all picked up win by fall for Christensen and Marshall. That's what you want your seniors to do, because we needed those bonus points, and they went and took care of business in the first period.
Yeah, they did. It was, going into it, we knew, when Matt Kotz was finished, we still had a chance. Matt gave us that opportunity that we still had a chance to win this thing. They went out there. Nick did an excellent job. He made it down to weight this week. Went out there, wrestled his match, took advantage of the situation, got the pin. Marshall, he just brute strength and pinned the guy, did it fast, and Wyatt Larson had a heck of a match for us too, and came out with a nice win.
Wyatt's match wins by fall, and that was just plain and simple. He was in the better shape of the two, and you could see it when that third period started.
Yeah, Wyatt is a very good mat wrestler. We need to work on his feet work. It's the one thing that he's lacking right now, is just on his feet. But he is very good on the mat, whether it's top or bottom. And when he gets on top of a person, he starts turning his chicken wings and his halves. He's very good.
Then Travis Kleinsaucer, great match for 5 minutes 50 seconds. Yeah, he got the win, but he had an opportunity to maybe get an extra bonus point and get the major decision and just kind of let it go.
Yes, I thought the same thing, and I was hoping he was going for the bonus points. We were ahead by 6 points. There's 25 seconds left. He knew what the score was. He knew how much time was left. And unfortunately, we didn't take a shot to try to get those extra bonus points for our team. And, you never know how it's going to play out at the end. I guess it wouldn't have mattered, but, we need to pursue those bonus points and get those. There was a couple matches that we didn't get bonus points. I really thought we should have. So that's the way it ended, though.
As far as TK's goes there, don't take anything away from him. I thought he wrestled as good as I've seen him there to get that 11-5 lead.
Yes, he's made tremendous improvement from the from our first duel against Harrisburg here. We saw it last week out at the Rapid City Tournament. He made lots of improvement. He just keeps getting better, and this is another one. And it was, you know, like I told the kids in the locker room, it was a very good individual effort. There was a lot of good individual matches, but there wasn't the team thing. It wasn't a good team effort, but we had a very good individual efforts out there today for some of our kids. Travis was one of them. Just, you know, he did a lot of really good things.
You know, and Trent Franco mentioned him, too. He won 4-1, and I know he was frustrated when he came off the mat. He totally dominated, but that kid just didn't give him anything.
He didn't give him anything, and Trent didn't go for anything. That's the frustrating part. Trent should have probably been stalled out of the match. The guy was given stalemates, and there should have been stalling calls against Trent. You know, Trent needs to work work on top to try to turn. The rule book says that the wrestler on top in the advantage position has to be working for back, has to be trying to turn their opponent, not just riding. And what Trent was doing is just riding. And, you know, Trent's a very good rider. He's dominated his opponent, but at the same time, he's not working for a pin, and he has to be doing that or he's going to get stalled. And you know, he gave up a point for that, which very easily could have been a lot more points, I thought, against Trent. Trent, and, you know, this has been going on for a few years now. Trent's got to get it into his head that he's got to be trying to turn people. He wants to be a dominant wrestler. He's got to be able to turn people.
And now as we look ahead here, this wraps up the pre-holiday portion of the schedule. JV, unfortunately, were scheduled to go to Plankinton, but that match or that tournament was postponed, and where they're moving it to, we can't participate. And I know you always like getting your JV into those Class B varsity tournaments.
Yeah, we do. It's a good situation for our kids, for our JV kids. Take it down there. There's some fantastic wrestling in Plankinton. The farther out you advance, you get some very good kids out there. There's kids that are eventually going to make the state finals. They'll be state champions down there. You know, it's our kids, sometimes we get to wrestle them, but we also get those wrestle backs, and we can wrestle kids that are more our caliber, and we can have a lot of success down there, and it's something for our kids to build on either for the rest of the year or even next year when some of these kids will be jumped into a varsity spot.
And just to wrap things up here, I have this conversation with you. It seems like in this duel every year, you head to the Christmas break, and as much as any coach out there, wrestling coaches, boy, I don't like letting these kids loose for this long.
I know. It's tough. It's, you know, part of growing up, the kids are maturing. You know, hopefully they'll watch a little bit. We'll take tomorrow off. There's no school tomorrow. We'll practice on Monday and Tuesday, and then after that we're taking about 5 or 6 days off, and we'll start practice on the 27th again to start preparing for the end of the year.
And like I said, always makes you nervous because there's a lot of good food around.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
Grandma's cooking's around. The kids know it. And they get fat and sassy for a little bit, and they come back. And most of them, it's usually in pretty good position. There's every once in a while a kid that starts to hit a good growth spurt during the season, and they have to move up a weight. So hopefully that's not going to happen to us. So hopefully some of our smaller kids are going to get a little bit bigger and get more close to their weight, and we'll see what happens then.
Well, wrap it up with this. Where are we at and where are we going?
Well, after this, we'll take a break, and we've got 3 weeks off, and we're going to Brandon Valley after that for a duel and for that tournament, and we'll see what happens.
Dan McCarty, head coach of the Huron Tiger Wrestlers, as they fall here tonight to Watertown, 39-27. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the 5-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands.
Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at the arena wrapping things up here on Tigers fall to Watertown in the CSD duel, 39-27. Arrows pick up the win. Wins for Huron on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Chip Schillingstad decision 7-3 at 132 pounds. Trent Frankham decision 4-1 at 152. Nick Christensen win by fall at 160, a minute 29. Travis Kleinsasser, a decision, 11-5 at 170. Wyatt Larson, win by fall, 4-20 at 195. Marshall Simons, win by fall at a minute 10 at 220. And our Burger Plus outstanding wrestler goes to Wyatt Larson, who was at the end of the match, was just the one in better shape as he totally dominated that first 20 seconds of the third period, wins by fall at 4:20. So again, Wyatt Larson, Burger Plus outstanding wrestler for this evening. And now we wrap things up here for the first part of the wrestling schedule. No other sports this weekend either with the weather, so our next Tiger broadcast will be the Brookings doubleheader in basketball on Tuesday, and they'll shoot for about a 6:15 start or so there, hopefully for the girls, followed by the boys Tuesday night here on Tiger 95. Corky, we've seen good things, and we've seen some things you'd like to see improvement on, and that's why you have the entire season to get ready for February.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, the things that what happened here tonight, things we didn't like, they're all fixable, and that's the great thing about it. You know, you got your break here. You let these guys get their batteries recharged a little bit and get reloaded, and then come back after that first year and just go hit it hard.
Dave Corcoran with our analysis tonight. That'll wrap things up here from the Huron Arena. Watertown wins 39-27. It's been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prestralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron.